We just got into the social media this past year, not this calendar year, but within the last year, we got in with Instagram, you know, Facebook. We have a web page that we have over 3,000 people. It's a mail opt-in list, email opt-in list. So basically, it's a form that we provide to all of our users that come to our events, and they fill it out. And anytime there's something going on in Cutler Bay, they get an email in reference to it. Now, the leagues are responsible for marketing and their own business.
Who's the one responsible?
The leagues. Like, we're responsible for the facility. They're responsible for the actual promotion of the marketing of their league. We have them on our website. So if you go to our website and you see the, you know, Parks tab, it's a new updated website, actually. A lot easier to read. It's a lot less things in your, you know, kind of in your face. It's more like pinpointing to exactly what users need. We have a list of all of our parks. We have 11 parks. And let me tell you, we have 10 square miles. So we almost have one park every square mile first. So it's disheartening to hear that if people say they don't know there's parks in the area, they may not get around much. You know, I'm just being funny. But, I mean, the north end of the park where you have Bel Air, where you have football, that's probably our furthest north. And our furthest south would be Blue Heron or Lakes by the Bay. That community in that area may not go to the north end of Cutler Bay. They may not know. And so forth, the north end may not go to the south end. You know, that I can understand. But them not knowing that there's parks, I mean, that's a little disheartening. I mean, I guess it's both ends. I mean, we can only market and promote so much. I mean, other than, you know, when we have our events, I mean, we have 3,000-4,000 people sometimes at our events. And, you know, that's a, you know, a fifth, like 5% of the population of Cutler Bay, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so... but to get it out any better, I mean, I don't see how, you know, we're always willing to take suggestions, you know, and we got signs all over the place for, you know, Cutler Ridge Park this way, you know, on major arteries, you know, like Caribbean and Franjo and stuff like that. I mean, major streets too in Cutler Bay have our parks that you can see. I mean, some are kind of off the beaten path, like Cutler Ridge Park's in a neighborhood, but you could see Lakes by the Bay from 216, you know, that's a major artery going through Cutler Bay. So, if we need to do better, we need to do better. But I mean, I believe the majority of the town knows that we have parks and knows about our website. And that's probably about the best way you can locate these parks and see what each park has to offer.